That was optional, but do you have an update on Fair or Ashcroft?
Yeah, Fair's a game time decision. Antropov, the same. You know, I'm not sure if it'll be a warm up. We'll see how he feels. He may not be able to go in the game.
Do you expect to use Klingberg?
Yes, I think so. We'll see. We'll see come game time, but he'll be ready to go.
What do you expect from him after you saw him?
Well, you know, when we had him in training camp, I wanted him to play with a little bit more bite and urgency in his game. So the last couple of exhibition games, he was a lot better. When we reassigned him to St. John's, we just wanted him to be to have impact on games there, not more or less try to create offense so much, but just be a reliable right winger that's good in the forecheck and defends. He's went to St. John and has created quite a bit of offense, and I think a lot of it's gone from getting to the net and rebounds and stuff like that, so that's been a plus. But for us, we just want to just make sure he's dependable, gets in on forecheck, and just plays good defense.
You got good reports from Keith?
Yeah, I talked to Keith last night. Yeah, he was good. He's been playing well.
You've gotten quite a stretch here with the quality of Kuba and serviceable, but they're not Hainsey and Enstrom, and at some point in time, does that start to show up a little bit in your game or not?
Well, normally what happens is that it goes for about a period of 2 weeks. Enthusiasm really takes hold and the intensity is high and everything else, and then you get comfortable. And I don't mean that those particular players, just all players. And then when they get comfortable, then your guard goes down, and then all of a sudden you start to see the spots or the flaws in a person's game. In my opinion, they've played well. We've alerted them of that comfort level and tried to get them to make sure that they're mentally prepared and that they lead their game through intensity. And I think they've done that. So for us, they've been good and they've been reliable. I mean, is it gonna change? I think they just need to manage the game per game and focus on the task. That'll help them.
It does put a strain on the group. Like when high end guys come out, they play tons of minutes. Everybody else's minutes go up. So maybe it hasn't shown in those two guys' game, but it had all the other guys that are playing more minutes than they normally do. Does that show at all?
Well, that's what I think. Yeah, that's what you get. Is you get when you have injuries and it challenges your depth, and then what happens is people then have to play, you know, more minutes out of their role potentially, and the problem you get is that some players can play it for a few games, some longer, some can just adapt, and so it's all over the map, but you got to pay attention because some guys, for example, if they're used to playing 12 minutes and now they play 16, 17, things start to happen at that time. And if guys are playing, you know, 14, now they're playing 19, this is when things fall off. And in the game against Ottawa, that's what I noticed quite a bit. These guys were going along fine. It was okay, so a couple of bumps here and there, but as the minutes got longer than normal, things started to change. You started to see some decisions that were uncharacteristic, and I think that's just the way it goes. That's just the nature of the beast.
The one positive from all that, though, is you're kind of forced to put Bogosian.
Right.
And I'll ask you, has he answered, and is he... Are you pleased with him?
Yeah, he's been really good for us. He's been steady. What we wanted to do with Zach was just to kind of give him a foundation of play. You know, I think he's one of the players that's had three coaches in 4 years, and, you know, so you have some instability. You're not sure, you know, what every coach wants, and even if you finally get it down, you don't have continuity to it. So with him, we just wanted to get a foundation to his game, settle things down again, and then once he got his foundation in place and try to get him start elevating areas of his game. But he's made some good changes. He's playing a lot of minutes. There's still some areas that we'd like him to improve upon, but he's been really good. He's a guy that can handle the minutes. He skates like a hovercraft. He just doesn't really touch the ice. And he's very, really smooth, so he's got a lot of strength and power. We'd like him to play with two hands on a stick a little bit more and do some other things, but you know, he's come along real well. We're really happy with him.
You said you had a sense going into the last game, the team might struggle coming off of the road. You obviously got a sense of them now going into the game tonight. Do you feel that they've put the Ottawa game behind?
Oh, I, you know, we'll see tonight, but I think so. I think you know, you don't want to let it linger forever. I mean, it is one of those games, and I said this yesterday, it's the same thing with Chicago. They went on a road trip to come back, and they lost, you know, 4-1 to Phoenix. So it just seems to be the way of the league. So for us, I think that we've moved past it. We've got to play with some good energy tonight. You know, for me, it's the mental part of the game, that fatigue part, because that's where you make mistakes and you take either bad penalties because of it, fatigue and playing outside your comfort area or outside your minute box or whatever, and that's when you start to get in trouble. So, but anyway, I think we've moved past the Ottawa game, and we'll see tonight. We need to just move forward here. We're into December now, and we have no mustaches, and we're ready to go.
Is Phoenix an example of the kind of the game management that you would like to see more of your team? Not specifically systems, but just the capacity to manage minutes in the game. They seem to be very...
what?
Phoenix. Is Phoenix an example of your team?
Oh, Phoenix is, yeah. Phoenix is... But they've had continuity. You know, Dave's been there a long time. He's a, you know, real good coach, and they've had continuity with their group. They've had, you know, they've added some other players and stuff, but they've got a core group of guys that have been there, and you know, they have stability. They know what they want. They know how to manage the puck. They manage the blue line, both blue lines, real well. So the continuity really helps them. We don't have that here. It's just what we have. So, you know, you're trying to establish that, trying to get that going. How long is that going to take to take hold? It's hard to say. You know. But when I look at the way they manage their game, it's ideally how you want to manage it. Because when you manage it, whether you've got fatigue or not, you're not taking bad penalties. You're managing the puck way better. You're playing the time on the clock and the score of the game, and you're able to close out games where, you know, you have to ask yourself as a coach or a coaching staff, why is it that we're all like this? Is it because of the number of players that are out of the lineup? Is it because some people are playing heavier minutes, more minutes? Is that one of the reasons? You know, so these are all things you look at and you try to sort through.
Last time we played Phoenix, it was only the third game, but it wasn't a very good game for you guys.
No.
So there's a lot of things you didn't like. Was that what do you expect from them?
From Phoenix?
Yeah.
Well, they're pretty methodical in the way they play. You know, they're a consistent team. They don't beat themselves. They don't give you too many scoring chances. You're going to have to earn every inch of ice. They've got defense that like to jump up in the play. You're going to have to be focused on what you're doing in this game here. So we know they're going to be fairly consistent. I don't think it's going to be what they do. It's how we're going to play is really what concerns me. That's the area for me that we have to be way better. You know, we have to get a lot out of a lot of guys. We've got to get our 20 guys going.
Was it a game that you can say that you guys made to beat yourselves?
In the Phoenix game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like that game at all. I didn't think we worked hard enough. We didn't battle hard enough. And it was early in the season. It was the third game. You know, I didn't like that at all. And I've moved so far past that game that I'm not looking at that game. That's so long ago. We're not the same team as them from a play standpoint.
Well, will the emotion in the building tonight help your team?
Well, the emotion in this building's been good. I mean, I don't know what you're implying. It's just
well,
because of...
more tonight because of the, you know...
Yeah, well, you know, the Phoenix thing, I'm not sure where the fans are going to be with that, you know? Like, there's only one player here that's from that time, and you know, players don't make those decisions either, so I don't know if there's... You know, I'm not sure what we'll get there. I just know that from our fan standpoint, they like to be involved in the game, and they are involved in the game. And for us, we feed off of that, and it's always good. You know, I think that they certainly do their part. They do their part in trying to support us and trying to, you know, they appreciate good play, and they don't like it when you make bad plays. I think it's good. That's what you should do. But I think we always feed off the energy of our fans. I think they're great.
You're a visiting coach, would you
want to
play here?
Well, I think it's always good when you got a full building and you've got enthusiasm in it. You know, for me, I think it's exciting. We go to Washington. Washington's loud and boisterous, but it's a fun place to play. You know, I think it's a lot better than going to a place where they're asleep or they're not there, you know. So it's you get energized, you know. And coming to Canada, it's good. You know, sometimes visiting teams have family and stuff, so it's a lot to play for. you know, it's I don't know if it's a huge or an advantage for us. I mean, teams get up to play here, I'm sure, you know, so.
Well, another coach got fired yesterday. Mm-hmm. Do you just put the blinders on to that, or do you, you know, feel like that another one of your fraternity got hit? Or how do you?
Well, you never like that when it happens, but it's not like coaches don't know when they get into this profession what goes on. I mean, we know what goes on. That's just the way it goes, you know. You can't concern yourself with what goes on around you like that. I mean, I certainly don't sit and worry about it. Whether I was doing well or not doing well or whatever, I've got enough things to do. I'm not going to worry about things I can't control. I mean, I got enough dug in here that, you know, you never like to see that happen because coaches pour their everyday existence into the whole thing. I mean, we pour everything into the games and trying to get things going, and sometimes it's just not functioning for whatever reason.
Must strike you sometimes how cold it is. Bruce Boudreau and Randy Carlisle were best friends.
Yeah.
Roommates, you know, Bruce Boudreau described him as his twin. And one guy got fired and the other guy walked right in and he's putting his stuff into his desk right now.
Well, it is. It's the nature of the beast. What can you say? You know, like, it's tough. My only thought when you get released as a coach is that it takes you some time to sort out what's gone on in your world. As you know, you're really disappointed in yourself. You know, like, it depends. I suppose some people judge it differently, but you need time to make a self analysis and a self assessment of how you've done and where it went wrong or why didn't it go. And there really hasn't been that period with the transaction that happened last night. It's a short time. I mean, you'd have no time. You'd walk into another team and you haven't had time to analyze your own. I mean, I can't imagine the summer that Bruce is going to have. By the time he figures out what happened in Washington and figures out what's going on in Anaheim, I'm not sure. He might be in Venus by the time summer happens.
Ainsley's a
little ways away. We have to let some things heal. Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.